Seven solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We are well and truly getting towards holiday time again. Loads of us are gearing up for our annual summer holiday, and usually everything's okay, but sometimes things can go wrong. So when you are taking some time away from your business, be you an employee or an employer, you need to make sure that you know what to do should anything go wrong. And so, to that end, I'm delighted to welcome Kelly Priddock into the studio to just give us a bit of advice on what we should be thinking about when this summertime rolls around and we're all planning our trip to the beach.
Okay, so as you've said before, most holidays do pass without a hiccup, but sometimes things can and do go wrong. And that not only impacts on the enjoyment of your holiday, but that impact can continue long after your holiday's over and you've returned home. First things first, and this may seem very basic, but I think some practical advice to start with. So in many countries around the world, if you're ill or you suffer from an injury, you will have to pay for your medical treatment. The UK does have agreements in place with some European countries, which mean that travellers can receive free or lower cost emergency care if they become ill or are injured. However, to receive those benefits, travellers need to apply for a European health insurance card and take that with them. Any medical treatment that you receive under your European health insurance card will be in accordance with the local standards of that country that you are in. But the key is to take out travel insurance that is appropriate for your planned trip. So make sure you know where you're going, what activities you're doing, and make sure that that cover is appropriate for you. So, for example, if you went to a country where their standards were much lower than our NHS and you had to pay for surgery, scans, certain medication, then you would need to make sure that you're covered for that. So have insurance in place.
So even if you're prepared with this, you've got this backup and that insures you, some things can still go wrong and you can help with that, can't you?
Yes. So if something goes wrong and it's not your fault, it's a result of the negligence of somebody else, yes, it's something that we can potentially help you with at Seven Solicitors. So give us a call and we can go through the different types of things that you can and can't claim for.
Now, I've seen this a lot. It seems to come up on Facebook a lot on targeted advertising that there are these companies who kind of go, oh, make a claim against a package holiday. What is that? How does that work?
So basically, package holiday claims are the easiest in the loosest sense of the word, but the easiest way to pursue a claim. So
is that because there's like a framework in place?
Exactly. It's a procedure to follow. So if you've been injured whilst on a package holiday, then the holiday organiser or the retailer that you bought the holiday from might be liable to you under the package holiday regulations. So the package holiday regulations came into force in 1992. And they apply to all regulated travel packages that are sold or offered for sale after the 30th of December 1992.
So hopefully that'd be all package holidays now. That would be really advanced booking, wouldn't it?
It would, yes, definitely. Yeah, you'd want a good discount for that.
So what are the... Yeah, I hope the hotel building works finished. What is the criteria that this falls under? Because how do you know that your holiday falls under these regulations?
Okay, so for it to be a package holiday, a package contract, it has to have been sold or offered for sale within the UK, and it must include at least two of transport, so your flight, your ferry, you might get transfers in there,
yep,
accommodation, and any other tourist services that form a significant part of the holiday, pre-booked excursions, theme park tickets, things like that might fall under the other tourist services. So two of those three items.
So if you haven't built it yourself, if you've kind of bought a package where they say, we'll sort your flight and your hotel together, that's two, isn't it?
Yes, yes. So as long as it's been put together as a package. Yeah. In addition to those two items, the components must be pre-arranged and offered for sale at an inclusive price.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a price for the flight and then the price for the hotel is separate and you pay separately, that wouldn't class the package. However, even if it's a tailor-made experience, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't claim. So if a holiday's been put together by a travel agent on your behalf, the regulations will apply. So, I mean, I know personally I've gone to a travel agent, they've booked flights for me, they've booked accommodation for me, and I've kind of said, I want to go here, I want to go there.
And they've booked those individually with the different people, operators and yeah.
And they've given me one package price for that holiday. That would still be a package holiday.
Great.
If, for example, you travel a lot with work, sometimes your company, instead of just booking a business trip, so they might go to one airline, book the flights, they might go to a holiday company and book the hotel, they might book transfers for another, which are all separate through separate companies. Some companies might actually go to a travel agent and book all those components as a package because it's cheaper for them to do that as a business.
Yes. And I'm sure there are companies who offer that as a service who will go, right, we'll book, just tell us where you're going and we'll sort it for you. And that is a package effectively, isn't it? Because they're going hotel, flight, everything.
Yeah, but they've done it for the purpose of the business rather than to go on holiday. Yeah.
So what do you do then to make sure that you've got the information that you need for a claim?
Right, okay. I mean, well, evidence is important. So make sure you take photographs, report the incident to the tour operator or holiday representative that's on site, obtain any witness details. I mean, that's going to be dependent. I mean, if it's a fault with the pool, take pictures. It was the people around the pool that could say, well, actually, I've been here 2 weeks.
And that's been broken the whole 2 weeks.
The whole time I'm here. Yeah. If it's something in your room, a bed collapsing or, you know, a chair giving way, something that might be a little bit more difficult. But you can speak to hotel staff, see if they'd be willing to provide their details. But most importantly, make sure you keep all your travel documents so that you can evidence the trip, evidence that it's been a package.
So if something happens, if the worst happens, just make sure you've got everything in a folder, probably.
Exactly,
make sure you've got some pictures, you've got everything. And probably back them up as well, scan them in or something, just so you've got them all,
so you've got them all there and
not going to go missing. So we covered package holidays there. What about if it's not a package? Is there still a way you can claim? So if you get an injury abroad, but you've built this package yourself effectively, you've been on loads of different websites and booked each piece individually, can you still claim?
You can, yeah. So it's more complicated. You can still pursue a claim for injuries abroad. It's just a more complex route because the rules will differ depending on the type of accident that you've been involved in and which country the incidents occurred in. So we would investigate each incident on a case-by-case basis. So if you've been injured or you've become ill abroad as a result of somebody else's negligence and you want to talk this over with us, then just give us a call and we can decide if it goes down the package holiday route. If we don't think it's a package holiday but you do have a claim to go down the non-package route, then just call 7LLP on 01423 874 567.
So you can also check out 7LLP's website. It's at 7LLP.com. And Kelly, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully good luck on your holidays. Nothing will happen to you, but if it does, you know where to turn.
Seven Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.